I want to start by saying good evening to you. What a blessing it is. Look out and see each and every one of you that's here tonight. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you being here with us. Well, it means something to me. It just does. Appreciate the children that are willing to come up here and sing. What a blessing that is. Well, I look forward to hearing each and every one of them say they've been saved by God's grace. I look forward to hearing them stand up and say, one day I'm going to get to walk over there with you. I look forward to hearing about that all in due time. Come up here tonight, and I didn't get a whole lot of time to study today, and I was torn up about that, and I began to do what I normally do, and I begin to worry myself, and next thing you know, I come up here, and I'm tore out of pieces, and I walked out to the car, and I spent a little time with the Lord, and boy, he just come by just like he always does and said, Daniel, I got you. Boy, it come to me, why do we worry? Why do we fret? I'm telling you, worry shows a lack of faith, and it is a sin, and I struggle with it daily. Boy, we look out at the world that we see, and we see stress and anxiety through the roof. We see people having to take antidepressants left and right. We see sin running rampant all around us, and I'm telling you, the devil's having a heyday with these things. And yes, I certainly know, listeners, people that need antidepressants, and I'm thankful that the doctors have enough knowledge that God has given them to be able to help individuals out, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm telling you, ultimately, the answer is not in a pill. Listen, ultimately, the answer is not in a bottle. Listen, I find where perfect love is what casts out all fear. And I'm telling you, stress and anxiety is a byproduct of our fear. It's our insecurities. It's our voids. It's what's missing inside of it. And I find where God and perfect love can take care of all of those things. Boy, I'm thankful for that. I don't deserve a perfect love because I've not returned it to him. Oh, but his grace and his mercy, his want and his desire to forgive, boy, surpasses my understanding. I do desire an interest in your prayers tonight. And I'll tell you, it's not so that I sound good or I sound like a smart individual, because I am not, and I'll be the first to tell you that. But I desire an interest in your prayers tonight because I want the Word of God to make it real in the hearts of those that don't know Him. I have a desire to see the Word of God become alive. I have a desire to see God's people have His power. I have a desire to see those that don't know Him in a free pardon of sin, for their hearts to melt before God, knowing that the love of God, listen, breaks the hearts so that He can draw them unto repentance. I have a desire tonight, listen, for Jesus to become alive in your life. And listen, I have a desire, listen, to see you born again tonight. I love you, and my ticket's done punched. He saved me when I was just a 10-year-old boy. It wasn't because I deserved it. It wasn't because I was a good little boy. Because listen, I had my faults about me, I promised. It was all solely because as a 10-year-old boy, I recognized that I couldn't do it on my own, that I couldn't get there, that I couldn't fix it. But I finally just had to get to a point. I said, God, you take it all, because ain't nothing worth it. And right then, all that old trouble was just gone. And it was just peace. That's what He stands to offer tonight. Oh, if any time you feel your heart is in trouble, don't run from Him. Run to Him. He can give you the same peace. Do you know why He starts dealing with you? Because He wants to give you that peace. He wants to. That's his purpose. He gave his life so that he could give you peace. So when you go to him in prayer, go to him in faith. Go to him in confidence. Go to him knowing, listen, that he's going to save your soul, that he's the one, he's the door, that Jesus is the only way you're ever going to get it, begging for his forgiveness. And I promise you, when you trust him with your whole heart, you won't come up short-handed. The Lord will deliver. My thought tonight, and I don't know if this is going to be lengthy or short, I have no clue. Whatever the Lord wants is what I want to happen. My thought tonight that the Lord give me, Brother Randy sung a song on it, and boy, it meant something to me when he sung that song. I'm thankful to know that the Spirit of God works in a song service and in testimonies. Have you ever shook somebody's hand and just felt the Spirit of God coming out of it because they loved you, they cared about you? And listen, there was a godly love between the two individuals. Have you ever felt God just lift you up in a handshake? I'm telling you, the power of God is real. And I want you to feel it tonight. And everything done, handshake, hug, song service, whatever it may be. But my thought is coming soon. My family and I, sometimes we like to try to go to the movie theaters occasionally, and maybe we'll see a little advertisement run across the TV, and boy, you know what they start doing? They start advertising how good this movie's going to be, and they put their best clips out there in front of you to try to entice you, to get you to understand what this movie is going to be about, and to get you involved with it and get your mind wrapped up in it so that you want to come and you want to see this movie. And whenever they do, they tell you, coming soon to a theater near you. And whenever they tell you that, they give you a date. What I want to tell you tonight is I want to tell you, Jesus is coming soon. He's coming. Listen, it's a promise that he's given us. And I promise you, he does not lie. And he's not going to come up short-handed. Jesus is coming back. And I want to take for a reading text. If you got your Bibles and you want to follow along with me, we'll start over here in the book of Luke. Tell you what, let's back up a little bit. I don't want to get ahead of the Lord. Lord, you just be your guide. Let's take our reading text out of Matthew. There's three recordings of this. And we'll probably try to touch on some of all three of them. I find we're different ones, had different perspectives, and boy, I just love every angle of Jesus, just to be honest with you. But in that, if you got your Bibles, we'll take our first reading text, Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to do this just a little bit backwards as far as in verse order, but we're going to start right here in verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So I want to tell you tonight, just reading one verse, I want to tell you Jesus is coming. And I want to tell you no man knows the day. So let's flip right on over here, and please bear with me. I hope that I don't lose your attention in flipping, but nevertheless, this is the way that the Lord give it to me today, and I want to try to bring it out in his way. They're right over here in Luke chapter 22 and verse 28, and it says, when these things begin to come to pass, it says, then look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. It means coming soon. It means coming now. It means when you see these things, look up, because honey, here he is. And I want to tell you the things that we're to look for. Listen, if we go on and we read and let's start up here in the 25th verse, verse, it says, and there shall be signs, and the sun and the moon and the stars upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. And I want to slow down for just a minute. Some of these, the language is a little different than what we use today, but perplexity, I had to look it up. There again, that's some of my insufficiencies, not very smart, but as I looked this up because I wanted to better understand what he's talking about, it means entangled. It means twisted up and wrapped up. And what it's telling us is when we see nations begin twisted up and wrapped up, and we see complexity in there, and we just don't understand. We don't understand the ways that's going on in the world today. We don't understand the complexity that people are bringing. We don't understand the fact, listen, I'm telling you, God loves every individual out there, but nevertheless, we don't understand some of their ways, do we? We don't understand what they're trying to do. We don't understand, listen, why a boy would think they're a girl and why it would be the other way around. We don't understand why men would forsake the natural use of a woman and begin trying to follow after his own flesh. We don't understand, listen, why these things would take place. We don't understand, listen, how sometimes the government seems to run things, and you can certainly see the greed in their eyes, can't you? We can see sin trying to run the nation. We can see sin, listen, from one nation over to another nation. We find where there will be wars and rumors of wars. Honey, I'm telling you, listen, Ukraine and Russia's going on now. And I'm telling you, there's more rumors of them to come. I'm telling you, it's all right here unfolded in front of us. And when he says this, he says, take heed and look up, because Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Men's hearts falling them for fear, and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I'm telling you, where's our hearts today? Are we not falling in fear? Do we not see what's going on around us? And whenever we look out and we see the way the nation's headed, does that not keep us up at night? Do we not get scared? Do we not get concerned? Listen, for what the future holds for our children. Do we not get concerned? Listen, for what's to come. Do we not get concerned about what's going to happen in our lifetime? Are we falling short? Are we holding up the Lord? Do we not find our own insecurities today? I do. Boy, and stress and anxiety and worry and fear and all those things just come up on me. And I'm telling you, the only place I can find comfort is just like I did out there in the car whenever God finally comes by and I get myself out of the way. And he says, Daniel, I've got ye. Find ourselves falling with fear. I'm concerned with what's going on over there. I'm concerned if that tries to come over here. I'm concerned about what we get involved with and what we don't. I'm concerned with sometimes where our tax money's being spent. I get concerned with things going on. And I'm telling you, listen, if I'm not careful, I allow that to pull my eyes off where it's supposed to be focused on, don't we? I find myself trying to lean into my own understanding, thinking things need to go the way that I want it to go. Listen, thinking things need to happen the way that I want it to happen. And listen, if I'm not careful, it takes my eyes off the prize, which is, Brother Brad told you the other night, it's Jesus Christ. He is our prize. And for some odd reason, he would look at us and view us as a prize unto him. Beyond my understanding, but boy, he loves us. I want you to know tonight, he loves you too. Boy, he loves you. He says that then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Listen, I'm telling you, we look around and I'm telling you, we put a lot of confidence and we think about the Supreme Court up there sitting on high. And whenever we go through our judicial system, listen, sometimes we'll go to a court in front of us here, but ultimately the Supreme Court has final rule, don't they? And listen, what they say in this nation, it has to stick in this nation. The Supreme Court is as high as it goes. I'm telling you, I've never seen a power, nor has there ever been a power, listen, on this earth that can touch the power of God. He tells us, and let's flip over there and read it over here in Philippians. If you got your Bibles and you want to follow along, let's flip over here. It says over here in Philippians chapter 2 that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of the things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm telling you, we've never seen a power down here. If you faced an army of 10 million people, I promise you, you'd be scared, wouldn't you? I know I would be if I had to face 10 million. Oh, I'm telling you, God Himself, Jesus Christ, listen, could take them out with just His voice. That is the power of God. Boy, I begin trying to wonder, Lord, what am I going to preach on tonight? What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Lord, I just want to lift You up. I just want to give You praise. And boy, I was struggling with that. And as I was struggling with that, you know what He let me know? He let me know I'm the one had it pinned down. You lean on Me and I'll see you through it. You know what I want to encourage you tonight? Well, I want to encourage you tonight. Listen, I promise you, I want you to take notice. Jesus is coming. And when He comes, listen, you will do one of two things. He tells us over here, let's flip over and read this. Over here in the book of Matthew. Y'all pray for us. God has His way. He says over here in the book of Matthew in chapter 25, he says here in verse 30, he says, "Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Listen, I'm telling you, listen, the what he's talking about here is the parable of the talents, and I'll try not to get too much into that for the sake of time, but he says the unprofitable servant. Do you want to know what an unprofitable servant is? Each and every one of you, and myself included, we've all been blessed with the gift of time. Every one of you, including myself, we have a soul. We have been given dominion over the animals. We've been given dominion, listen, over certain things that He's blessed us with in our lives. And He has given you a soul, and He's given you time to invest that soul in one of two places. And I'm telling you, where you invest that soul, honey, it matters. I'm telling you, where you invest it, it has eternal consequences. Listen, it will be one of two places. You'll either be with Him or you're going to be without Him. When the Son of Man come in His glory, and that's what we just read to you, He's coming soon. He's coming on a cloud. We can find over in one place where it says, as the sun riseth in the east, so shall the Son of Man come. Listen, He's coming back from the east, and listen, He's coming on a cloud of glory. Listen, He will be given, the honor and the glory that He so truly does deserve. And I'm telling you, whenever He does, He goes on, and it says when He's coming back, He's going to come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, and they shall sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. And He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep, listen, on the right hand, but the goats on the left. The nations that He's talking about, it consists of you and me. He said He's going to take all nations, all over the world. Listen, there's never been a power that has had world, complete, total world domination. I'm telling you, whenever Jesus comes back, He said, "I've set My throne up," and He said, "My kingdom, it will last forever." I'm telling you, He told us there before He went before he went to the cross there, we can find, where he said that this temple, there won't be a rock left, not turned over. And yes, whatever he yielded up the ghost, there was an earthquake there. And listen, it rent the veil, listen, so that people could go into the holiest of holies, which represented, listen, him being the ultimate priest there. And we can see all that. But nevertheless, I want you to know the other part of that, the part that God had shown me. Listen, he showed me, He showed me when he comes back, there won't be a stone left in the physical form. Not a single stone left in the physical form. Listen, when he comes back, we can find, listen, where it's going to be melted with a fervent heat. We can find, listen, where the sun is going to become black like sackcloth. And listen, sackcloth, that's goat skin is what it is. It's black goat skin. And listen, we can find where the sun is not going to give out any light anymore. We can find, listen, where the stars and the moon is going to fall. Lord, help me slow down a little bit. We can find on earth, we have gravity holds everything down. And boy, I begin thinking about that and trying to read up on some of this. And boy, you start looking at the stars and how occasionally we'll have a meteor shower, and some of them will fall. Some of them will stay up there, some of them will fall. And they claim they don't ever fall until they actually hit Earth's gravity. Listen, and some of the scientists, some of the people that claim atheism, listen, they don't believe that God created the world, but yet they believe in a Big Bang theory. Listen, they don't believe that the stars are really going to fall unless it falls into the Earth's atmosphere. What I want you to understand is what they're missing is, listen, we serve the God who made the Big Bang. If that's what you want to look at it, honey, his voice. Listen, I'm telling you, it tells us that whenever he gives a loud shout, listen, there's going to be earthquakes on this place and there's going to be rocks falling. Listen, I'm telling you, with his voice, we were spoken to existence. With his voice, gravity was formed. You had better believe, honey, whenever he comes back and he gives a loud shout, everything's going to crumble. That's the God that we serve. Oh, we hear about his love constantly. And boy, I'm so thankful for it. And he wants to show it to you. Listen, he wants you to meet him. He wants you to get to know him. He wants you to learn about him. Oh, but listen, I'm telling you, if you fail to repent, there is an ultimate punishment. But as my mom told you about the other day, it surpasses all of our understanding. It is beyond our father's imagination. Over here in the book of Isaiah, well, listen, whenever he comes back, he told us he's going to separate the sheep from the goats, didn't he? Well, what does that mean? He's going to separate the ones who's been forgiven from the ones who's not. That's ultimately what that means. Listen, I'm telling you, we talk about salvation and we tell you how good that it is and we tell you how good that it can be, and because we want you to have it too. You see, what we don't want is we don't want for us to wind up having this great gift that God has given to us, and it's not because we deserve it, but it's actually just the opposite. It's because we recognize we didn't deserve it and we surrendered unto God. And listen, it's a free gift. It don't cost you a dime. It don't cost you anything other than just total submission to your heart. And listen, I promise you, if you'll give your heart to him, listen, he'll give you peace. And not only will he give you peace, you know what else he'll do? He'll walk and he'll lead you and he'll guide you, and when you start stumbling and you start struggling, he'll say, I'm right here, I got you, you lean on me and I'll carry you through it. Oh, a friend that'll sit closer than a brother, a friend who's got words and wisdom beyond our understanding. I'm telling you, listen, when going through this life, there's troubles and trials and tribulations. We heard different ones make testimonies about things that they're struggling with and things that's hurting and things that's hard on them. I promise when you go through those things, you're going to need some help. And I'm telling you, listen, man may have some good words, but they can't compare to the words God can give you. Not only can God give you the right words, but he can give you peace in the middle of it. we find over here in the book of Isaiah. Oh, listen, I want you to understand when he comes back, there's going to be a separation. And in that separation, we're going to find a sheep, those that's been forgiven on the right. And I promise you, that's the only difference between anybody that's been saved and those that's not been. We find, listen, and we'll try to get into that here in a little bit. Lord, don't let me get ahead of myself. Isaiah in chapter 5, we find, therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened up her mouth without measures, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it, and the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. He says, and I want to explain this one part. He says, therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened up her mouth without measure, and there her glory with the multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Listen, I'm telling you what he's talking about there. He's talking about if you find your comfort in this life instead of finding comfort from God. He's talking about if you never come to the Lord, if you never get saved by his grace, honey, hell's enlarged itself. And listen, it's big enough. No, it wasn't made for you. It was made for the devil and his angels. But honey, if you fail to repent, I'm telling you, hell's enlarged itself big enough to swallow you whole. Without measure, anybody that fails to repent, you know what he's going to say? You're going to walk up, and this never became more real to me until we lost our youngest daughter, but whenever we lost her, it finally dawned on me. She stood before God, and I'm telling you, thanks be to God, she hadn't reached the age of accountability yet. She stood before God, and one of these days, I'm going to get to stand before him too. And guess what? One of these days, you are going to stand before him, each and every one of you. I want it to be personal because I want you to understand you're going to have to answer for did you believe in him or did you not? Loved you so much. I know how much I love my family. I know how much my children mean to me. And I'm telling you, listen, to lose a child, it tore me out of pieces. God sent his child for you. And if you fail to believe in him, you better believe he's going to have no problem casting you off. Boy, I could almost relate to that. Let's go to a murder trial for just a minute. Didn't plan on getting into this, but that's okay, Lord, whatever you'd have. Take, for example, somebody kills somebody you love, somebody you care the most about, somebody, listen, that you love more than just about anything. Listen, somebody you have compassion towards, somebody who's supposed to be right by your side. I found where Jesus is sitting right at the right hand of the Father. Listen, making intercession for you and me. Listen, if somebody began, beating on them and hitting on them and spitting in their face and doing all these things, and then they killed them and took their life. I want you to understand the anger that's going to be in there, the hurt that's going to be in there, all the feelings that's going to go along with it. And then let's say the person who's guilty of doing it, let's say he walks up and he says, yeah, maybe I did it, but I still don't believe you. I still don't care. What are you going to do to that person? I'm telling you, I know what I would do. Listen, it wouldn't faze me a bit to say, cast you off in the outer darkness. Listen, get away from me. I never want to see you again. Do you know that's how God feels? Listen, He loves you enough to make a way for you. He allowed every bit of that to happen. He searched through heaven just to make a way to restore fellowship unto you. But listen, if you fail to believe in the only begotten Son of God, the only one who has words to eternal life, if you fail to repent unto Him, He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. You was never a child of mine. I created you. I give you life. I give you a soul. I give you time. And you never come back to me. So go, you made your bed, lie in it. And guess what, honey? This ain't like the video games we play. This ain't like social media wants to pretend like things are. This ain't like you can just respawn and you get another chance. Honey, I'm telling you, the Bible tells me over in the book of Ecclesiastes 11:3, it says where a tree falls, listen, there shall it lie. If it falls to the north or if it falls to the south, where it is, honey, that's where she's going to stay. This is serious, serious business. This is not a game. This is not something that I enjoy doing other than the fact I get to give the Lord praise, honor, and glory. And I love trying my best to lift Him up because of what He's done for me. I don't like public speaking. I don't like being center of attention. And I promise you, when I'm back here, I don't want to be center of attention either. I want Him to be center of attention. I want you to look to Him. I want you to see Him for who and what He is. I want you to feel the power of God. Listen, He can come through somebody as weak as me. I want you to be able to know He's real. Nevertheless, in that murder trial example, has somebody done that to somebody you love? And they walked up and said, I deserve whatever you give me. I deserve to be put to death, I understand. But please just forgive me before you do. Honey, I'm telling you, if you'll go to God that way, honey, He'll set you free. He'll pardon your sins. And listen, you can be a sheep sitting on His right, one that He walks with, one that He talks with. Listen, He's left all the 99 to come and find you, honey. I want you to know that. That's why He's dealing with your heart. That's why He's knocking. Do you know the one sitting there right now, listen, telling you, don't go to that altar? Do you know who that is? I want to tell you, if you don't, that Satan is who that is. Do you know what he wants to do? Listen, he wants to drag you off into the pits of hell is what he wants to do. Are you going to let him win? Or are you going to turn to God knowing you can't, but knowing that He can? Hell's enlarging itself daily. We ask the question, why sit you here till you die? You don't have to wait for me to give an altar call. God gives you the altar call. When God's knocking, are you going to go to Him? Are you going to let the devil cheat you out of it? Honey, I'm telling you, one of these days it's going to be too late. Jesus is coming, and honey, He's a coming soon. I find over here in the book of John, Lord, just help them see it. Lord, help them get it. Make it real to them, God. The book of John, chapter 8. And he's talking to the Pharisees here. We could find where they was very religious people. Oh, I wholeheartedly believe they tried to be really, really good. They tried to live the right kind of lifestyle. They tried to make all the right choices. And listen, they tried to present themselves as holy and righteous in front of a bunch of people. Do you know what the Bible tells me about people that do that? It says pride goeth before destruction, doesn't it? It says pride, if we're not careful, we'll get lifted up with it. Or maybe it's pride that's got you that's lost and separated from God. Maybe it's got you holding your seat. Maybe you don't want to cause a scene. Listen, maybe you don't want to be seen. Oh, but listen, I'm telling you, pride goeth before total and complete destruction, honey. I'm telling you, the total destruction that goes before is hell. And I want you to know that because I want you to flee the wrath to come. These people was prideful. They had studied the Mosaic Law for years and years and years, and it had been passed down from their fathers so on. And for so long, and listen, as it continued to get passed down to them, no doubt some of those ways we can find where the divided kingdom, we can find where different ones branched off and split and come back. But all throughout time, they begin drifting further and further away from God. Even knowing what all God had done for them, they still begin drifting further and further away from God. And listen, it got to a point that even whenever Jesus came, listen, he wasn't one to be desired of as far as to look upon. The Bible tells me, listen, they was looking for a king. And listen, whenever he come before them, here they was as all holy and righteous. And listen, here an old carpenter's son comes walking up and he starts trying to prophesy to them. And he starts telling them, listen, I'm the one God said. I'm telling you, listen, if you'll believe on me, if you'll repent, if you'll know me, if you'll know my Father, you'll know me as well. He goes on to tell them that. And listen, out of their own pride, they looked at him and thought, no way. Listen, it says they not one single man laid a hand on him, all because it wasn't in God's time, was it? God's time is coming. And I want you to know there, I think it's already been brought up, there's a line there in that sand. And one of these days, just as this line is in front of me, one of these days you're going to step over and guess what? It's going to be, God, here I am. Listen, whenever you stand before him, honey, is it going to be, come on in? Or is it going to be, depart from me, I never knew you? We don't know what hour that is. We don't know when he's coming back. We don't know when we're going to take our last breath. Listen, we are a spoilt people that has gotten used to having the comforts of life. We expect there to be tomorrow. I'm telling you, just as Leanne warned you about the other night, if you've been in this church for the last year, last 2 or 3 years, you've seen death all around us, from people that was healthy, from people that was moving forward alive and should still have had many years in front of them. Nevertheless, listen, they're lying in the sand. They crossed over the other side, didn't they? Freak accident. Never would have dreamed. Never would have thought. Never would have expected. Yet their time came. And I'm thankful to know. Listen, for the most part, most of them that we heard about has been saved by God's grace. And they're getting to rejoice tonight in the presence of the Lord. Do you know what they want for you? They want you to come be with them. That's what they want. Do you know what Jesus offers? He offers a way for you to come be with him. Amen. That's what he offers. Over here in John chapter 8, and we'll try to finish with this, if the Lord's done with us. He's talking here to the Pharisees, and he's went on, and we'll pick up here in about, let's pick up here in about the 34th verse. And Jesus answered them. These are Abraham's, what they called, true descendants. People that had descended. Abraham had their sons and so on and so forth. And these was descendants from Abraham, which was supposed to be God's chosen people there at the time. But we can find where they lost faith in God. And they started putting their confidence in other things. And they started following other things. So nevertheless, listen, as they tried to call themselves God's people, then listen, right here is what Jesus' answer was to them. He said, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. sin. I want to tell you, if you've ever sinned, listen, you've come short of the glory of God. And I want to tell you, you don't deserve to get to enter into heaven. Listen, if you got what you deserve, you'd be just like me. And listen, I'm telling you, I deserve to split hell wide open. I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so have you. And I'm telling you, because of that, every sin was ever striped on Jesus' back. It was ever nailed off through his hand and through his feet. It was ever whipping he took. It was him having to drink your sins and swallow it all. Even though it disgusted him, he loved you enough to do it all for you. And listen, you are a servant of your sin until you've been set free. But what I want you to know is the greatest news I've got to share with you is it says, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I'm telling you, you've got chains on you and you're tied to this earth. And one of these days, it's going to burn with a fervent heat. If you're lost and separated, you're bound, honey, do you see it? You're locked to the earth, and you can't break those chains. But if the Son of Man sets you free, honey, he's a chain breaker. He can set you free indeed. He took all the sin of the world, took every bit of it on himself, and he said, whosoever shall believe in me, I will give you life and will give it to you more abundantly. Amen. That's what he offers tonight. Do you want your chains broken? Do you want to be forgiven? Do you want all that sin and all that shame? Do you want the devil off your back? Jesus can do it for you. Come and find him while you got time. He's coming soon. You got a song, Brother Laren? Oh, try to find us a song. If you're lost and separated from God, won't you come make it right? Won't you come get it fixed? If you'll beg for his forgiveness, Brother Jeff told you last night, he that will humble himself before God shall be abased and lifted up. Won't you come get forgiveness? That's why he's knocking and doing on your heart. He's saying, you come unto me and I'll take care of you. Won't you come find him? And I do, I want to go ahead. This has just come to me. If you've never been saved by God's grace, if you don't know where you stand with the Lord, if you're confused, or if you know that you're lost and separated from God, would you just come in here and just bow down? Listen, if God's not dealing with you, honey, come in here and just bow down and ask that he would. Because listen, he says, no man may come unto me except the Father which sent me. Draw him. Honey, if he's not dealing with you, that's even scarier than if he is dealing with you. I'm telling you, why don't you just come on in here and bow down, and we'll all bow down around you. We'll have us a song and let's all gather in here. And listen, I want to invite the lost or those that don't know where you stand with the Lord to come in here first. And listen, if you don't feel like praying after we're done, then get up and go back to your seats. But I want to encourage you, please find the Lord. Amen. Brother Laren, if you got that song,